USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. New York City is stepping up security ahead of a possible indictment of former President Trump. Former New York State Homeland Security Director Michael Balboni says potential security plans are being discussed in and around criminal court, along with checking social media for potential threats.
A massive, violent destruction that was pre-planned.
Those involved with security are the NYPD, state court offices, Secret Service agents, the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, and the Manhattan DA's office. President Biden is backing the International Criminal Court's decision to issue an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. On Friday, Biden said the ICC is justified in granting the warrant over allegations of war crimes committed against Ukraine. Biden said the move makes a very strong point, despite not being internationally recognized by either the U.S. or Russia. If you received unemployment benefits in 2022, as many did, that money will be subject to income taxes. CPA Brian Kotek says the IRS treats your unemployment payments like any other regular income, and you must include that income on your tax return.
The government views it the same as any other income that you get if you were a W-2 earner or had any other forms of income. They still want their chunk of your taxes.
How much you'll pay at the state level, if anything at all, depends on where you live. Kotek says it's a good idea to have taxes withheld from your weekly benefits, but you must opt in when you apply for unemployment. If you can't afford to pay the tax due, you can request an installment agreement from the IRS. A former Minneapolis police officer convicted of killing George Floyd has pleaded guilty to tax evasion. Derek Chauvin appeared before a Minnesota judge virtually from federal prison in Arizona, where he's serving more than 22 years in connection to Floyd's death. In July of 2020, Chauvin and his ex-wife were charged with two counts of tax evasion. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
The latest atmospheric river headed to Southern California next week could bring 1 to 2 inches of rain to San Diego County with 3 inches in the mountains.
We're looking at the next atmospheric river, maybe starting as early as Monday afternoon, and then it'll last through Tuesday and into Wednesday. The atmospheric river portion looks like it's targeted for Tuesday.
Alex Tardy with the National Weather Service says this one will be colder than the last few storms, meaning a chance for snow at the highest elevations. I'm Dave Collins.
More drenching rains expected for Northern California as well. A U.S. Air Force veteran is being sentenced to 2 years in prison for his role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Larry Brock was found guilty of 6 charges in November, and on Friday, a judge sentenced him to 2 years, saying his behavior as a former high-ranking military officer was astounding and atrocious. Prosecutors say Brock wore tactical gear to the riot and carried plastic flex cuffs with him. Former President Donald Trump is choosing Texas for the first rally of his 2024 campaign. Trump will begin his reelection bid at the Waco Regional Airport next Saturday. The former president wasted no time announcing that he was seeking another term, declaring his candidacy 1 week after last year's midterms. Trump is expected to face the most opposition from Ron DeSantis in next year's Republican primary, but the Florida governor has yet to confirm that he's running. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.